gray, blue, yellow, green. At a reading in an art gallery, I have questions about our non-future together and your answerless. I have questions about our bright past and your all revisionist, unable to allow whatever rose-filled bloomtown we built up before. That must be hard. Like, if you insist on only one emotion or opinion at a time, how do you pick? You're holding my hand like someone paid you off, like I might not be here. I'm thinking I don't wish you other love in the future, which is not my most generous thought. I'm coloring on the paper tablecloth with crayons, and somehow I think I need both hands for that. I'm feeling both things, if you needed a tutorial. Like, God, I cannot wait for you to be gone and also never fucking leave me. Let's do this stagnant fake thing for as long as we can manage. The poet has slides to go with each of her poems, and I know you think that's stupid. You think crayons at a reading are stupid. Love is knowing things the other person hates without having to ask, which is mainly me explaining why I don't want you to tell me how much you hated the slides later, at dinner, or when we're picking TV to watch so we don't have to talk, or when the ring you got me forever ago will live in your wallet instead of on my finger, when I'll have lost track of you entirely. The waxy brain cells lie scrawled across the table, waiting for us to give in and dissolve.